and running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello, boys and girls. It's Louisville's Best Podcast, a podcast about all things, nothing, and everything in between. Hello, I am Tim, and I'm here with three of my closest friends. I would say my brother also, but he's playing hooky. Nobody knows where he's at. But hey, we're excited to be hanging out with you guys. It's been a couple weeks. We've been on Christmas break. We've all had different things going on, but we survived.
Including food poisoning.
Yeah. John is 20 pounds lighter and looking good. But
well,
we're so excited to jump on with you guys. So real quick, around the room, let's see how everybody's doing. And getting a little bit of a throwback here. Let's do some good, bad, and ugly. Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man.
Brian, tell me something good since we've last talked.
Well, we're all together finally to celebrate Christmas, so that's been pretty good. But I started a new job on Monday, so that's been kind of what I've been focusing on here the last couple days. So looking forward to it.
It's good. Charlie, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Living the dream.
Living the dream, as white people say.
Yep. Yeah. Working three jobs still work at the bakery, still dog sit, still working at the hospital.
Man. You're a man about town.
You are a machine. Man.
Charlie, tell me something good. Tell me something good.
I've dog sitting really slowed down around Christmas, so I got sitting. I've watched a ton of movies.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Weird, horrible. Some horrible stuff, some great stuff. But yeah, watch a lot of Shudder.
I gotta get that.
I'll give you my login.
Okay, that works too. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing a lot better than I was this time 2 weeks ago. Tell you that right now.
John, tell me something good.
Oh, man, something good. Well, I'm going to go with Brian here on this. Just being back together with everybody, all the fam, stretching Christmas out to January 6th. That's always good.
We left the Christmas tree up just for tonight.
I know. Yeah. I think maybe
we did
so
too.
Festive.
We left ours up. I was like, we're not taking it down until they're all done.
So. Why do you have two Christmas trees?
Well, usually we have an upstairs tree and a downstairs tree because that's what my wife wants to do. And since Kinsey had her cast on and couldn't come downstairs, they're like, let's just put them both up there. Tim, you're going to bring them upstairs for us.
Public announcement for those of you who applied for our open MC position when John was on the verge of death last 2 weeks ago, please note your application is no longer under consideration. Thank you.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
A donation of a new soundboard would be appreciated.
TBD.
Well, it's not the soundboard. It's the microphones.
So, whatever John wants.
If anybody wants to, we'll pay you $2.55 a week to come in and edit these things.
$2.50.
Big money.
Where's my $2?
And if you rub my feet, I'll give you a whole nickel.
John, I'm going to go right back to you. Tell me something bad, John.
Oh, something bad? Salmonella poisoning. That's bad.
I thought you might save that for the ugly.
Okay, I'll save that for the ugly. That was ugly. I do have a bad. Okay, here's my bad. Not hanging out with my daughter, who is getting ready to go to college in the fall, but she drugged me to what is possibly one of the most boring, worst movies I've ever seen in my life, Sunday night.
I'm here for it.
Oh, Bones and All.
Oh my God.
That looks so bad.
It was absolutely
I don't even know
so
what
bad.
It is.
One of my favorite movies I've watched recently is about a pair of jeans that get sentience and kill people, and Bones and All looks horrible.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. Well, here's how bad it was, is because what they were doing is they broke it down into sections.
Margins of Society.
In each section is like a month. So, you know, they're going through this whole, all these months. They get to August, and the movie's got to almost be over. I was like, this movie's got to be almost over. So it fades out the block, and that's what they would do, fade out the block in the next September. I leaned over to Susie. I said, if that thing bleeds out, fades out, and it comes up September, I'm burning down this theater. Because it was just the worst movie. Now, the premise ain't too bad. I will give you the fact that the premise ain't too bad.
Were they cannibals or were they vampires?
No, they were cannibals.
Okay.
They were cannibals?
Yeah, what it was.
They would eat the bones and all?
Well, that's the whole thing about it that never made any sense.
I like it.
Is like
it's a cannibal love story.
Yeah. They had this compulsion.
It was love at first bite.
To eat people.
Okay.
But all these different people are doing it, but they can find each other, and everybody's got these all different sets of rules.
Wait, is this post-apocalyptic?
No.
Just regular run-of-the-mill?
It actually takes place in like the 1990s in Kentucky.
Well, I can believe that. This is a good time for cannibalism, though.
So Okay.
We're not talking about cannabis, right? We're talking about cannibals.
Cannibalism.
I keep waiting for this, like, okay, you know, what's it? Well, they meet up with this hillbilly, of course, and he's going,
don't eat another eater.
And he, no, well, he does. He doesn't care. He wants to eat all the eaters.
Eat another eater.
And he's like, do you ever eat bones and all? And the girl's like, that's bull. You can't eat bones and all. And he's like, yeah, you can. And there's no gets in the girl's, he does it, but he's not even one of us. He's a groupie. And the guy's like, and I was like, what in the, am I watching?
You know what? I just want the rest of the podcast to be John telling the story of this movie.
Please do, yeah.
Okay, well, then you get to the end of this thing.
No! Four,
we've already had five more verses.
No, the there. End?
Well, but the thing about it is they have this compulsion to eat each other. And if they don't eat somebody, they go crazy. And come to find out, the girl's mom decided she wasn't going to eat anybody more, so she went crazy. And then she ate her own hands. And she's in a mental hospital. So she goes to see her mom in the middle of the house, Timothy Chalamet. So finally, spoiler alert for anybody who, for the five people out there who do want to see this thing, including my daughter, is at the end, the main like creepy bad guy comes in. He's like, you're going to be my girl. And of course, Timothy Chalamet in a very unrealistic way, because there's no way Timothy Chalamet could kill anybody, I don't think. They kill the guy. Well, Timothy Chalamet gets stabbed in the chest. He's like, I'm done. And he looks at the girl and goes, you got to eat me. She's like, I can't eat you. You got to eat. I was like, eat him and get it done. Get this dang thing done.
John, all I can think about is that 1990s Ravenous movie.
That was great.
He was licking me.
Yeah, that was good. But bones and all, uh-uh.
Ryan, top that bad.
Yeah, I got nothing. Like, I got nothing even remotely close to that.
I got drugged to bones and all on the night before I had to go back to school.
No.
Bones and all. No.
I'm just upset we haven't got to watch our Violent Night yet.
Charlie saw it. It was so good. It was perfect. It's Die Hard with Santa Claus is what it is.
Man,
and that's where Salmonella poisoning got me, because
I kept waiting for that call. And then Bernie's like, oh, John's got some kind of crazy deathly stomach virus.
I love the dynamic I love most with this podcast is we don't talk to each other about the podcast. We talk about just crazy stuff on the but anything when it comes to like actual like real stuff, it comes through one of the women.
Yeah.
Like my sister always like, hey, we're having podcasts this weekend. It's Brian or Tim's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, because I had all these plans for Christmas break. It was like, okay, Monday I'm gonna go with my mom because I gotta get some shopping done. Okay, so that needs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm gonna see if Brian and I'm going to see if Brian and Tim want to go see whatever that was.
Violent Night.
Yeah. Go see if we can see that. I mean, that was the plan for the week. One day. And Susie was like, yeah, I'll go with you. I mean, I want to see it. It's cool. And then you wake up Monday morning.
Loud.
And you basically have to wear rubber underwear the rest of the week.
How did you get salmonella?
Roosters. I'll just say.
I mean, that's my family's restaurant of choice, and thankfully we've not caught it. Apparently.
No, I ate some. I had some wet chicken wings up there, and almost didn't.
You say
make
some
it.
Wet chicken wings?
Yeah, they were wet.
Oh no, I get them well done, bro. I cook all that out.
I'm gonna say I would have to send some wet chicken.
I told
wings
Carl
back
about Wednesday.
They were pink when he bit into them. He's like, "This is good. It's good, fresh right here. It's not even cooked.
These things are red. I didn't know you could eat them red."
Well, that's our new favorite sauce, Sally sauce.
So when I worked at the GameStop in Southland Terrace, that Kroger was still open, and I used to get those buffalo chicken strips there all the time.
Oh,
one night I get them, and I'm driving home from work eating these things. Like, these things are chewy.
Oh,
they were completely raw in the middle.
Oh my gosh!
I'm like, flip the light on. No, I drove past a street light, that's what it was, and I saw that it was like pink.
Like glowed pink.
Well, see, I didn't even really pay attention to it because the very exciting
World Cup
was on, and they were in the kickoff, or whatever they call it. Not
penalty
kickoff,
kicks.
The penalty kicks.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to watching that, and I was like...
it was the Argentina game, the final.
This
Argentina
is so France. Chewy, but
I was
good.
At El Nepal eating also during that moment.
That's another place to pick up salmonella.
And so I decided after that I'm never going to eat anywhere again to where you slide on the floor when you go in the place.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Because
that rooster's on Dixie, man. It's like an ice rink.
Yeah.
And I told you all this. You weren't here for it. I got in the car to go back to the house, and I looked at Carla. I was like, dude, something is not wrong.
Something's not right. Like,
no, I mean, because usually it's wrong. I mean, usually without a gallbladder, you go all the time. But this was like, and I got home. That poor man, that poor toilet, telling stories to the sink for a week. I was so deathly ill.
I don't think any of us can top your bad or your ugly, so we're just going to move right on there. So the whole story sounds like a good dumpster fires of the heart
podcast. Oh, I could tell the whole story.
Yeah.
With sound effects too, folks.
Let's jump right into this. The biggest nerd news that's happened lately, and I'm upset Aaron's not on here because, well, maybe I'm not, because Aaron would frankly be on his soapbox, very upset that James Gunn basically is now in control of DC.
What's wrong with that?
Because I guess he didn't want him to leave Guardians or something. Oh, I don't know.
Guardians.
No character in the DC universe is as good as Groot. He is the greatest character of comics of all time. And James Gunn is just director of that. It's because of the perfect movie. And I don't understand why he had to go do Suicide Squad 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Exactly. That's basically the premise of it. So the biggest thing to come out of that, though, is that Henry Cavill is no longer Superman. Of course, Gal Gadot's no longer Wonder Woman. Nobody's no longer anybody except Robert Pattinson.
They have contracts, so they're going to sue DC and mm-hmm. make a buttload of money because they all had their own films
right.
they were supposed to have. So, yeah, it's not to like cut the podcast short, but I don't think there's going to be any more DC films because they're going to be tied up in litigation for so long.
Yeah, you know, I'm fine with that. It's not like they've made a good one anyways recently.
The Batman one was surprisingly good.
I liked it. I mean, I thought it had
its moments.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson was a good Batman.
Compared to its compatriots in the DC universe.
But I mean, I think that there were a lot of good ones. Not great. Nothing as good as the MCU. Not to be that guy. Mm. But I mean, Aquaman was a fun, big, dumb action film.
I didn't know what you were going to say. Big, dumb
action film. Wonder Woman was great. Not
the second one.
That's it. I liked both of the Suicide Squad films. We know how I feel about those. The first one, because it's so bad, it's good. And the second one was just good. But the second one was just a rehash of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
So nobody really likes it, but I'm kind of partial to Man of Steel. I like Man of Steel.
It's got its moments.
Batman v Superman was garbage.
Yeah. I mean, mainly because Lex Luthor peed in a jar and put it on the stand.
Stuck a Jolly Rancher in a guy's mouth.
Yeah. I mean, that was not Lex Luthor. I mean, I'm sorry. That was dumb. The guy in Titans on HBO plays a better Lex Luthor than whatever his name was.
I'm not allowed to watch Titans.
You're not allowed to watch Titans?
I think it's above my like maturity rating.
It's pretty mature. It's pretty up there.
Anyways, what I wanted to do is I want to give three roles. I want to give, since Batman technically looks like it's going to remain Robert Pattinson, to your point, there may not be anything. I want you to give me Superman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman. Okay, but first, I want to read you a list of actors I've put together that fans and media want to replace Superman. Okay, so first there were two actors I didn't know where they were from. One of them was from like White Lotus and something like that, and I haven't watched it, so I didn't put those on here. So here is my shrunk down list here. Okay. So first, I don't agree with this one at all. The first one is Taron Egerton, also known as the Kingsman guy or Elton John.
He's too short.
That's what I thought. Too short and...
Now, too short the rapper would make a better one than Taron Egerton.
Taron Egerton, not who I see. The next is Nicholas Holt, Nightcrawler. Or not Nightcrawler, Beast.
I was going to say, no.
Not Beast. He's also in that like undead movie where he falls in love as a zombie.
Warm Bodies.
Yeah, he's in the Mad Max Furiosa. He's the war boy or whatever they're called. I don't know. I think he could pull that off. I feel like every British actor is set up to be Superman. This is where it gets really interesting. Austin Butler from the Elvis films. Our Elvis film. I frankly have no interest in seeing him because evidently the rumor is James Gunn wants a young Superman. One of them, John, Joseph Quinn, a.k.a. Eddie from Stranger Things.
Oh, dear. No.
And I'm just like, that would be like Zachary Levi as Shazam.
Yeah.
Who?
Eddie from Stranger Things.
Playing what part?
Superman.
Oh, no. That's it can't do that.
Welcome back to the podcast, John.
Hopper. What? Did somebody say Hopper's an option?
Hopper would be amazing.
Michael B. Jordan is on several lists as for Superman. Everybody's a big fan of him. And
he was great as Johnny Storm.
He was good.
Actually, he was the bright spot of that movie.
Wouldn't be sarcastic.
No.
And the guy that played young Han Solo, Alden.
He's too short.
That's like everybody on the list. Okay, I feel like he's too short
to play Han Solo. He's too short to play Superman. I mean, you know, it's like, so, he's imagine a cape being like a drag in the ground behind him.
He's stepping on it.
He like wearing a pair of like a. Like his suit would look like a pair of pajamas.
Yeah. Oh, it looked exactly Levi. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I want to know. I want to know who is your choice for Superman, Charlie.
Now, I'm going a different route than what everybody else will do. But the DC film that I want is Kingdom Come.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm casting the old character.
Old Superman.
My number one choice is, I think, the perfect age. My number two choice is too old, but would be, never mind, that's for Batman. But, and I say this for everything, but Kingdom Come Superman should be played by Nathan Fillion.
I'd love that.
If he bulked up to the size he was in Castle, because he was that,
because
the Kingdom Come Superman wasn't cut. He was big and muscular. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Castle, he got to be really broad, big-type guy.
That was me switching hands with my microphone.
I loved that. Of course, you know, I'm a Nathan Fillion guy. And he kind of has the look that you want also. Mm-hmm. And I think he definitely played. You kind of mentioned Batman. I know we're not doing Batman, but who would be your Batman Kingdom Come?
Harrison Ford. Seriously.
It's beautiful.
The Kingdom Come, the one in the grumpy guy in the metal suit, be perfect.
Yeah. I like those. It's really good.
Now, in the Arrowverse, when they had the Crisis on Infinite Earths and
Brandon Routh.
The voice, the guy that just passed away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was great. Kevin Conroy as that Batman. He was great as that. But
Brian, you're Superman.
I am struggling mightily because, again, it's kind of weird. The people that I immediately think of are all in, like, they're already in superhero
movies.
That's
fine. Otherwise. That's fine.
But of course, you know me. I mean, my first thing that popped in my head was, of course, Chris Evans, just because, you know, again, he played Captain so well, kind of still had that wholesome image.
he played the Boy Scout.
Yeah. But I mean, unless you're going to go something like way off the wall, I could definitely get behind the Michael B. Jordan one, though. That would be really good, I think.
But, I mean, you know, you can be cut from like every other film he's ever been in, but especially like Black Panther.
Yeah, I just don't, like, you know? I said, other than that, I don't have anybody who I'm like, you know, because especially if we're going more with the young route. I mean, it's not like, you know, I always joke about like John Cena for every movie role. And The Rock is apparently taking that on now. But no, even then, I just don't, for a young, you know, maybe a Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Maybe he could kind of pull that off.
That's good.
Yeah. That would maybe they would, you know, kind of, I think maybe give him his chance, right, to be.
Yeah, I like that choice. Yeah. John.
I'm going with, if I'm going to pick one, he's in, you'd have to have seen The House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
You've seen the House of the Dragon. So my pick for Superman is going to be Fabian Frankel plays Sir Cranston.
Kristen?
Yeah. Sir Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
I can see that. I like the longer haired, kind of curled Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have the classical look of a Superman, but that's.
He was totally a Boy Scout at first, too.
Yeah. As the season went on, he got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely felt shady, more of that.
Yeah.
House of the Dragon, is that a Bruce Lee?
It's actually a better version of Game of Thrones.
It's the, I mean, I think you're being joking, right?
Or I didn't know what it was, but I figured it wasn't Bruce Lee.
Okay, I just wasn't sure. I didn't. It's been a while since I've been around. I was my Charlie sarcasm is.
I mean, it was yes and no. Yes and
that was the prequel series for HBO on Game of Thrones. Yeah, with Doctor Who, you get to see a sonic screwdriver.
there's a Starbucks cup in there somewhere.
Yeah. My choice. I went with a Marvel character or actor as well. I went with Sebastian Stan, the Winter Soldier himself. Mm-hmm. I think he could potentially pull that off. I don't know if he's got enough So this is hard. Like, I almost said he doesn't have enough charisma, but honestly, Superman's not the most charismatic person anyways.
Right.
Because, and that's always kind of been the knock on his movies. He's boring.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I could see that. All right. Let's go Wonder Woman. John, are you ready to present your Wonder Woman? You come back
no,
to
No, because I Gal Gadot mine. Is just all of it.
If you want to hold steady with Gal.
Well, yeah, but you can't because okay, right, she's
all right,
gone.
All so, right, Brian,
yeah.
You ready?
For me, it was Karen Gillan.
The redhead?
Mm-hmm.
From Doctor Who.
And from Nebula. Jumanji. Yeah, yeah. And then she also plays Gamora's sister.
Nebula.
I'm completely blank on it. But yeah, thank you, Nebula.
I could see that.
Yeah.
She's got the right voice for it, I think.
And she has the right, you know, like in just the way she carries herself on the screen, seems like she'd fit well for that.
Charlie?
John won't know who this is, but you guys will. Rhea Ripley.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
She's Amazon anyway.
She is That's a true. Monster.
Yeah.
Could she play? I mean, it's all acting anyway, so I think she could do it.
Yeah.
I think that we need to finally have a female wrestling personality become an actor, mm-hmm. like a viable one. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good role for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that would be really good.
I went with Alexandra Daddario. I think I'm saying that right. She's from the Baywatch movie. My gosh,
Alexandria Ocasio Cortez.
She's got the crystal
Senator?
Blue eyes. Hold on, she's in a bunch of different things.
I don't know. You could almost get behind that.
Okay, there's a new horror film that she's or the something of witches on.
Yeah,
AMC.
Yeah. She's been in a ton of movies, but anyways, brunette.
She's been in a bunch of comedies, hasn't she?
I mean, Baywatch was a comedy.
It doesn't count. It's not a real movie. tax write off.
I think she kind of looks like the right fit, for lack of better words, of what you want for that actress or that person. She's in the original Texas Chainsaw, not the original, but the remake.
Yes, the one that has the best worst line ever. She Leatherface is getting beat up by the corrupt sheriff, and she breaks free of her bonds, and then slides the chainsaw to him and says, "Hey, cuz, do your thing." Yeah, literally says that and slides the chainsaw to Leatherface, and then he cuts it right in half.
She's in the Percy Jackson movies as well. John, did you get your Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I'm going to go with some actors here for Aquaman and Wonder Woman from Andor.
Okay, we'll go Wonder Woman first.
Andrea Adjorna, I think that's how you said it, Arjona. She plays Bix.
Okay, yeah, the girl mm-hmm. that's his not quite love interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
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 All right.
See, my thing about it is this. I think I would like to see, and Marvel does this to some degree. I mean, I want to see people like World Truth Superpowers, like versus Wonder Woman, is it doesn't have to be it can be somebody with a little bit more feminine look. I mean, they're just super massively powerful. I mean, that's kind of, I think, would be cool to see. I mean, just like a Superman who's not so gigantically buff.
Bulked out.
Yeah. Just, you know, average people. Maybe, I mean, like you're talking about short people.
Like me and you.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie, you got an Aquaman?
He was, I can't say that on the podcast. He was Kick-A, Aaron.
Yeah.
Taylor Johnson.
He's in Bullet Train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'd make a great one. He's got the, and that's the thing too, is there's so many different versions of Aquaman, but I think he could do either the serious or the comedy.
Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson's right. That's good. Yeah, I didn't recognize him in Bullet Train at first.
I did. You didn't see Nicolas Cage behind him? He was right there in the corner. I was like, oh, yeah.
That was his big daddy.
Chloe Grace Moretz would make a great Wonder Woman. I'm joking.
Okay. Since she's also short.
Melissa McCarthy would make a great Wonder Woman.
Stop it. All right. John, you got an Aquaman?
I do. I'm going to stick with the Andor because they got some really good actors on there.
You did?
I'm going to go with Ben Bailey Smith. He played the supervisor.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy right there. That's.
I thought you were gonna say, Andor Cassian.
No, not him.
And the King of the Ocean.
All right, Brian.
Charlie will laugh, but the very first person who popped in my head was Roman Reigns.
I can get that.
I mean,
from the body perspective and everything.
Didn't he play Jason Momoa's cousin in something? No, he's
the Rock's cousin.
He's the Rock's cousin. Yeah. Fast.
Yeah.
Or no, not Starsky and Hutch, but whatever.
Hobbs and Shaw.
There you go. There you go.
Where the Rock single-handedly took a helicopter down.
Yeah.
I know this wasn't part of the discussion, but once again, stuck on the wrestling thing, but Braun Strowman would make a perfect Bizarro.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, as long as you don't want it to be like an identical looking.
Well, I mean.
Superman.
Right. That's kind of the thing is that Bizarro is much more muscular than Superman always has been.
Oh, yeah, true. I could see that. Braun Strowman's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My Aquaman was the guy from Sons of Anarchy, Charlie Hunnam. Hunnam, yeah. And there's also a show on Netflix called The Last Kingdom, which I really like. There's the main lead in that. His name is Alexander Draymond. I think he'd be pretty cool in that role so as well. And then I was going to do bonus points Batman, but you already did your old man Batman. Mm. If Robert Pattinson was to just fade away into glitter and sparkles, who would be your Batman, John?
Norman Reedus.
Really?
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Hmm. That'd be my man right there. I think he could pull it off. He's got he's got the Bruce Wayne look down. And once you put a cape on somebody, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Robert Pattinson proved that. I mean, you just put a mask and a cape on him, he's Batman. And he's not a bad Batman. He's a terrible Bruce Wayne, but he's a good Batman.
Yeah, I don't know if I could see him pull off Bruce Wayne, but I mean, in the same thing, I don't think Robert Pattinson was great.
Well, if you want to go even deeper into DC, though, if you want to put if you had a Justice League movie, he may be able to pull off the Green Arrow. Because you already see what he does with a crossbow on Walking Dead. But I think I like him as Batman. I think you could do that. Depends on what you want to do with Batman. I mean, if you want to do more like they tried to do with Ben Affleck and make him just more jaded and more just busted up and down, I think you could do that.
That's fair. Brian, you got a Batman?
The first two that popped in my head was Kit Harington or actually Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
I think Tom Hardy could play the, the sophisticated socialite.
Yeah.
Not having any care and then have that rough edge to him for.
Tom Hardy's just, he's good. Yeah. He's a good actor. Yeah.
See,
I feel like.
I could get behind that if you were going to take Batman into the kind of more like a rogue type Batman. And him and Superman are always in conflict with each other.
Right.
A Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah, type of thing. Yeah. That would be cool. Yeah, I could get behind that. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
One name I was thinking of, I just don't know if he quite fits it, is James Marsden, Cyclops.
I think he'd make a better Superman.
Yeah, I was thinking about him for Superman, but I was thinking wasn't bulky enough. But to John's point, if they're not going to go the bulkier route, I think he could pull off Superman as well.
See, the thing about Batman is, as a lifelong Batman fan, the thing I just couldn't get behind with Patterson being Bruce Wayne is he's just not... It's just not beat down enough. I mean, he was emo Batman, and I didn't like that. I think you need to have somebody who's just jaded. And I think like talking about some of these characters, I mean, Norman Reedus could do that. I mean, that's what Batman should be. I mean, it's not Superman, the ever hopeful Superman, everything's awesome. Just somebody
who's. Why do you gotta look at me like that?
Because you're a Superman fan.
So Chris Pratt's on the list then, isn't
Chris
it?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. So I've got a question. What is, and I'll start off since it's going to take everybody time to think of theirs, what is one DCU film that you want made and the actor for that film? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start Green Lantern.
Okay.
With James Marsden as Hal Jordan.
I like it.
That's the one.
I like Green Lantern a whole lot.
He would, I think he could be the perfect, he plays the eternal Boy Scout cop at the Cyclops, but Hal Jordan's not nearly as tortured, well, till later on, but
right.
I think he'd make a perfect Hal Jordan.
Yeah, and especially if they go with kind of the older Hal Jordan, they don't go with Kyle.
Kyle Rayner.
Is that what it is? Kyle Rayner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. I would like to see a good Green Lantern movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if you're gonna get one.
Oh, you won't. But I'm just saying it'd be nice.
Yeah. You're gonna have to come back to me, obviously. but I'm sure Charlie has, or not Charlie, but sure John has something. Sleeve.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Green Arrow, and I want the guy from Reacher to can't even talk. Reacher played Alan Richardson.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That fellow there.
Well, when he's,
I could see him as Superman.
When he's not super bulked out, he could. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he was pretty bulked out in Reacher.
Yeah, but
I mean, but it wasn't
in
like
other stuff he's been in. He's not the quite
well, like he mm-hmm. like he was in Titans for a while, played mm-hmm. Hawk, and he was just puffed off. I mean, it was just giant. But he's a good actor. I mean, he played Reacher well. I think that he could play that part well. He's a big guy. I mean, I don't know how, you know, I don't know if that would really fit into the guy who played him on Arrow. I can't remember his name now.
Stephen Mill.
He was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was actually a good show until they went all until they just went crazy.
Well, the last half of the season, because it wasn't a full season, that was perfect. It was a perfect ending.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good show.
I've got one that they've been talking about, but I think it would be perfect. Lobo.
I mean, the thing that
what's his name?
Jason Momoa would be great.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's like, it's almost like made for him. It's like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and.
He should have played that instead of Aquaman.
Right. I mean, I kind of feel like he did play Lobo as Aquaman to an extent. So
let's make a Flash movie with somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody else. Just anybody else. Man, it doesn't even matter.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is the Flash.
Oh my God.
Yes. Beautiful.
That would be great.
I want to see a Blue Beetle Booster Gold movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I want to see as necessarily the actors. I think they got to be a good almost a comedy duo a little bit with a really good rapport.
Well, they ruined the Atom in Black Adam.
Well, I mean, not them. The Blue Beetle and Booster Gold, so I don't have to worry about Atom. Which
Booster Gold would be cool. Yeah. I like Booster Gold.
But Booster Gold has got to be more. I think isn't he rich? Booster Gold and Blue Beetle's not. I forget. I get him mixed up.
Booster Gold is like a time traveler.
There you go. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Blue Beetle is rich because he's basically a version of Batman.
Okay.
But he's found the magical scarab and he's got all the different gadgets. It would be a great comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who I would want to play Booster Gold, but I think if you did it as a comedy, Blue Beetle played by Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Because when you're in that suit, you don't have to, you know, be super buff. And that's kind of the thing about Blue Beetle is he's not super buff. He's just really smart.
Right. I think they had set up a movie in the kid from the stupid Karate Kid TV show, Cobra Kai. The main kid from Cobra Kai was going to be Blue Beetle.
That was the new Blue Beetle.
Okay,
that was the one that actually did have the superpower. Like, whereas the original Blue Beetle got the magical scarab, mm-hmm. it did. This one gets the magical scarab, but it actually turns him into into the beetle like character.
Gotcha.
Kind of think Spider-Man-ish.
Okay.
There was originally a plan for Fillion to play Booster Gold.
Yes, that's right. I think I remember that. I think he would. You know, I'm on board with him basically playing any superhero.
Nathan Fillion?
Yes.
I liked him in the second Suicide Squad. His arms came off.
He's, he's
slapping the guy.
The detachable kid.
TDK?
TDK, yeah.
Joel, whatever his name is, would be a great Booster Gold. The guy that played Flag.
Joel, shoot.
Heineken?
I can't remember to say it. I could see that, though.
I don't know.
Yeah. Brian, do you have one?
The first one that popped in my head is something we've already had, though, would be a Joker film.
Kinnaman.
But it would have been done by James McAvoy, since he can play so many different, he did in Split, you know. But I just really want a good, you all were making talk about Danny DeVito, but I would really love a good Penguin movie. Like, I thought the way they portrayed him in the Pattinson Batman was better, obviously, than a disfigured, you know. Yeah,
I want,
but I would love to just see that character truly kind of have.
I mean, you weren't all crazy about the Burgess Meredith one.
Well, of course. I mean, that's a classic Batman.
I want a Batman Returns with Willem Dafoe as the Joker.
That'd be good.
No Joker, like, because he the way he played the way
he Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, Dark Knight. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's good. No, I just
the way he played the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin. Good grief! I mean,
he stole those.
He was good in the first Spider-Man, but when they let him loose in that on that No Way Home, he was just off the chain. Wild.
Yeah,
he that movie was great. Me and Susie watched it in the country over Christmas again. We're like, man, this is good movie.
Good movie.
Two-Face is another character I just feel like has never been.
They don't know how to do him. They just don't know how to do. They don't know how to do Two-Face.
Yeah. So, you know, if you like, if you want to comment on Facebook or let us know which DC movies you want to see be made or who would be a great Superman, Batman, or if we're just forgetting somebody, let us know. We'd like to hear about it. Hopefully, we'll be back on a regular rotation now that the holidays are over. And John is able to walk 5 steps without attaching himself to his toilet. So until next time, check us out on Facebook, Google Play, Apple Podcasts.
We can talk about that some more if you want.
Hey, no, I think we're good.
Let's have a whole bowel movement episode.
Yeah, just talk about it.
Hey, I can talk about the famous double flush incident.
Most people think of our podcast as a bowel movement.
Let's man. Well, if you enjoyed this bowel movement, check out the next one. Until then, I'm sorry, Brent.
We'll catch you later. Aaron's casting right now for a role in a DC movie.
Aaron's waiting for Tim to call.
Aaron would be a perfect Blue Beetle.
Aaron's having a bowel movement. All engine running.